Today on episode number 334 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk about things that you should be doing before you hit record. We're going to talk about affiliate marketing and how you can actually make money with the phone. We're going to talk about how to make sure your audience fits that phone call. We're going to talk about having one podcast in the can and why you should do that. And we've got a cross-promotion tip from my buddy Kerry Green at ChristianHomeAndFamily.com.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the program, this is where I help you overcome the podcasting pitfalls while we talk about all things podcasting, from recording to promoting to producing to monetizing, all points in between, because there is one place on the internet that has everything you need to start a podcast, and that is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you are a regular listener to the show, you might or maybe not know, I am really stuffed up today. I do not sound my normal self. Maybe I do. I don't know. I'm probably over analyzing my voice. I do know I can talk really, really low today, which is fun. I got a cold, but we will fend you on. We're actually going to be talking about that with Sergeant Fred a little later. But today I want to start off, and I need to apologize to whoever said this. They said, hey, Dave, you should have a checklist for things you do before you hit record. Now, unfortunately, I got that email right around the time that Hurricane Sandy showed up, and I lost access to my email for a couple days. And when I finally got access to my email, there was just this giant wave of email, and I apologize. I hate to start off a podcast with an apology, but I am in this case, because whoever sent me that question, I remember reading it. But normally this is what I do. Usually if it's something I'm going to use on the show, I go up to my labels in my Gmail and I will tag it as next podcast. And then when it comes time to do the next podcast, I say, show me the label next podcast. And as I talk about those topics, I unlabel them that, and life goes on. So here is the question is, what do I do? Do I have anything, any kind of checklist? Because there are those times when you're in the middle of an episode and something happens and you're like, ugh. And so, again, I'm trying to help you avoid the ugh moments. So here's one. This week, I actually redid a video about how to plug everything in. How do you plug the Audio-Technica 2100 in, if it's USB, if it's working with a mixer? How do I get my lights to blink on my mixer? How do I know it sounds right? How do I know it sounds good? How do I get it out of the mixer into a portable recorder or into my computer? How do you do that? So I redid this, and I realized that one of the things you should always do is you can play, you can tweak, and you can get your sound just the way you want it. And then when you do, one of two things: take a picture of your board, or two, just write down your settings. Because I know mine are a little different. And I'm actually playing right now. I'm actually streaming this live right now over Mixler, so I had to tweak my settings anyway. And but whatever your settings are, write them down, take a picture, so that way your podcast will sound the same in the future. It's not going to sound real bassy this time and real trebly next time, things like that. So once you get your settings right, write them down. That way it's really easy when, let's say, oh, I don't know, not that this ever happens, your children come in and go, oh, look at all the knobs. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's never happens. And, what does this knob do? No, wait, stop. So that way you can just pull out your diagram, pull out your notes. Okay. So, you know, level channel one goes here, max volume goes here, gain goes here, treble, bass, whatever. So that's step number one, write them down. Number two, and this is where I say podcasters, we sweat and we freeze for our art, because you want to shut the windows, you want to shut the doors. Here's a tip. Put a tie on the outside knob to notify the family that you are, quote, on the air. When I was living with my sister for a little bit, she did not get this concept. So I finally said, hey, if there's a tie on the doorknob, that does not mean just walk on in, you know? Now, the other thing you can do, now this doesn't always help, is eject the pets. So if it's a cat, or a dog, you might want to get them out so in the middle of your podcast you don't have... Now, my dog, unfortunately, always wants the opposite of whatever he is in. So when he's in the room with me, as he is right now, although he's completely crashed, he usually gets up and wants out and will scratch on the door. If he's outside, and the minute I put a tie on the doorknob, he scratches and wants in. So pets are just the fun wild card of the of a podcast. And if you have a hamster, anything that has noise, you kind of want to exterminate. Unless it's a hamster, that would make your children cry. Okay, number three, turn off any cooling or heating devices. I was doing this video. I talked about how to plug things in for the School of Podcasting, kind of redid it, revamped version. And of course, in the middle of the first one, unpopped the portable heater that I have in my office. And I was like, oh yeah, got to turn that off. So these are all, oh yeah, forgot about that one. Same thing with air conditioning. One of the houses I lived in, the air conditioning would come on. It was awesome. And it would like blast like you were in a standing in front of a jet engine. But the bad news is it was really, really loud and it would come up over the microphone. Okay. Also, since we're talking about things being silent, that goes with your phone. Now, right now, I have purposely left my phone to ring and make noise. Oh, see, I sent a note to my wife and she already replied. All right. Well, that ruined that pre-bit. Because I wanted it to ring. But anyway, so my phone is set to ring. If it comes on, it's not that I forgot. I did that on purpose. So, and I wouldn't even say vibrate. Because if my phone vibrates right now, it's on my desk. And that will actually be picked up. The vibration of the phone actually gets amplified by the wood of the desk. And I have numerous podcasts outtakes where you'll hear me talk and all of a sudden, I'm like, okay. And here's a tip for all this. When you are in the middle of a podcast, if any of these happen, here's what you do. Pause for 10 seconds. Now, 10 seconds, I'm not going to do that now, but it's a long time. Count to 10. And the reason for that, and maybe write down a note where you're going to pick back up, because sometimes if you're not paying attention, your 10 seconds goes by and goes, okay, where was I starting at again? But if you pause 10 seconds, it makes a huge spot on your file. When you go back to edit this, you can see right where you need to go in and edit it. All right. So turn off any cooling or heating devices. Number four, turn off any notification software. So like email. Now I'm cheating today. I just turned the volume down on my speakers, but Gmail has an app that you can install and it will notify you when you have email. And it sits there and goes, nah, nah. And if you are recording and your speakers are up, or if you're using some sort of software to record your Skype call or something to record any kind of audio over your web, that's going to come out. And likewise, Skype, if you have Skype running, number one, you probably should turn that off. And number two, if you're going to leave it running, make sure, again, the easiest thing is just to turn down your volume on your speaker so it doesn't come out. It depends on how you're recording it. But basically, anything that makes noise, you want to stifle. Right? Number five, before you press record, get some notes on paper. Here are my notes for this episode. First of all, everything you hear about today, you can find at, see, I forgot to say this because I wasn't looking at my notes, hence why you need notes, at schoolofpodcasting.com/334. We'll take you to everything I am talking about today. We're going to talk a little bit later about how to monetize your podcast. And we're also going to talk about having one in the can. That's according to my notes. That's what we're talking about. I might not get there, but that's where I'm headed at least. That's my target. Okay? So get some notes on paper. Or if you're going to have your computer on, have something to give you a target to hit. For me especially, that is really true because you've already seen where I didn't have my notes up in front of me and I already missed one turn. Okay? Make sure your mouth is hydrated, but not too hydrated. A couple weeks ago, Mike Russell from Music Radio Creative, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/musicradiocreative to find more about Mike and get a jingle, said one of the ways you can avoid mouth noises is number one, don't have a cold. That would help. Mike didn't say that. I did. Number two, stay hydrated. You can actually eat green apples, give you the right hydration. So you want to be hydrated, but not too hydrated. Because being unhydrated, if there is such a word, causes that. And being too hydrated causes the opposite. So to that, I say, Michael, cheers. Okay. And I'm just drinking room temperature water today. So make sure your mouth is hydrated, but not too hydrated. Number, where are we at? 6, 7, whoever's keeping track at home. Check your recording levels. Again, you never know, even if you keep them the same. Now, we said when we started this off, you know, get your sound where you want it. Write down your notes. And if you can, set up your podcast so you can just leave it alone. I felt bad last week. We were talking with Jason, who said he has to set up and tear down his equipment every time. Of course, he's got it down pat. But if you can, leave it alone. But that doesn't mean, I'll give you an example. Always check your recording levels. A couple weeks ago, recorded my stepson's marching band performance. So I had to record a whole hour thing. Took my Edirol, I always call this thing Edirol, my Roland R-05 portable recorder. And I changed it to where I was recording in an MP3 format. And then I forgot to change it back. So I got to record that episode two times. And the reason for that, just so you know, why you don't want to record in an MP3 format is MP3 files have already been kind of, for lack of a better phrase, squished. They've been squished. Some of the high end is gone, some of the low end is gone. But the good news is the files aren't that big. But the bad news is if I now take that and export it as an MP3, I'm squishing something that's already been squished. And as soon as I listened to it, I was like, what did I do to my podcast? This sounds like a caca, a poo-poo. And sure enough, I went back and looked at the source file and was like, oh, right? That's what we're trying to avoid. I was like, I forgot to change my portable recorder back to a WAV file. You always want to record in WAV on a PC. I think it's AIFF on the Mac. Those are what are called lossless formats, meaning pretty much what you record is what you get. There's nothing off the top. There's nothing off the bottom. So always check your recording levels. And that's what I did today. Went in. I had done some new videos. Checked to make sure that I try to record so that I'm not peaking. I'm as close to zero, which I realize it sounds kind of geeky. But you basically want your recording levels as high as you can get them without peaking. And usually that's around -6, -12, something like that. So check your recording levels. Don't assume that everything is fine, because there are these other things called gremlins that even if you don't have children, you just come in and you go, look, I was able to record a minute ago. What happened, man? And then you realize that here's some fun things that I didn't put on the list. Make sure you have electricity. I've done that before where I've moved the board and unplugged it. If you have more than one microphone, make sure that the microphone you're using is plugged in. Honest, I'm holding up my hand right now. I have two microphones plugged in because my wife's going to join me later in here. And I had her microphone plugged in, but I didn't have mine. But I looked up and saw that a microphone was plugged in. Yeah, it was hers. And I'm like going, that's funny. I don't hear anything. It's because my microphone wasn't plugged in. Right? So I have to check your recording levels. And that's why, again, it's always a good idea to not mess with your stuff. All right. Now, we're going to talk about if you have a guest on your show. And this one I have found that I am guilty of on both ends of the spectrum, both if I am the person if I'm the host and also if I am the guest. You want to send an email to any guest that's going to be appearing on your episode. So let's say you're doing, like this Monday, I'm going to be interviewed for a podcast. And I will send her an email saying, hey, looking forward to talking to you tonight. And she sent me some sample questions already. So, and I'm going to say, just remember, my Skype is this, your Skype is just, everybody get on the same page. Because there are those times when I get the email from somebody that says, hey, looking forward to talking to you tonight. And you go, is that tonight? I made the mistake once. I was interviewing my buddy Ray Ortega. and I wrote it down wrong or something. And you also run into this area, especially being a global audience, where you say 3 o'clock and you just assume that they're on Eastern Standard Time and they're on, you know, Western side, or you're in the UK where you're like, I don't know, 47 hours ahead of me divided by 4 times, you know, squared. And you have to figure out, you have to like hop on one foot to figure out what time it is in the UK. I don't, you know, isn't that fun, right? So it's nice to get everybody on the same page. And also because sometimes we're just a little busy, your guest might have forgotten that they're getting interviewed. So that's a big one. Now, make sure you have a set of questions. And here's the key for this. When it comes to interviewing people, use your questions as a guideline. This is how I do it. There's no set way to interview people. But what happens is if you have a list of questions. Here, let me grab. Here's my questions that I'm going to get asked. Why do you feel most podcasters end up pod fading? On your school, the School of Podcasting, you mentioned that you have some issues with radio industry. How do you feel that radio and podcasting industry differ? And I'm not going to give you all the questions, but those are some of the ones I'm going to be asked. Now, I'm going to assume that the host is not going to basically berate me like I'm on trial, right? Where were you on the night of the 16th at 9 o'clock? I don't think I'm going to get that. You want it to be more of a conversation. So what I usually do is I have those, again, as a guideline, as a game plan, and I'll start off talking. But the key, the hardest part of interviewing people is you are listening while you're thinking about your next question. And it is hard. It is so hard. And so you can have those questions. That way you can just focus on listening. And if they something and you're like, oh, wow, really cool. Like when I was talking to Jason last week and I said, oh, that's really cool. You broadcast live. What kind of gear do you use? And he talked a little bit about his gear. That wasn't a written down question. That was just me listening going, oh, I want to know more about that. Now, at the end of his answer, if I go, okay, I got nothing, then I go to my questions. That's how I do it. That's a game plan, but it's not like, okay, question number one, what is your favorite color? You know, question number two, what's that thing with, what is the velocity of a African swallow? Right. Anyway, I love Monty Python. Next on. Okay, so make sure you have guests. Okay. So make sure they have you don't have to send questions also, by the way. I think I'm on the bandwagon now that I like giving them an idea. Sometimes I will say, I want to talk about this. I won't send them the question, but I'll say, I want to talk about podcast promotion. I want to talk about your podcast. I want to talk about your experiences, but not so much why is this and that. Because sometimes I find if you give them the question, and it drives me crazy, you'll be like, so, Nigel, you know, what are you? And they go, well, actually, Dave, blah, blah, blah. And they repeat a question that you see. They've been practicing this answer since 3 o'clock today. And here it is. And it's so perfect. It's a great answer. Thank you, Dave, very much. And you're like, what? Oh, okay. And you can just see where you gave them the questions and now they are ready to respond in perfect. Dang, right. And it's just like, ugh. That's why I hate giving people the questions. And hopefully you can tell when the question has been rehearsed. Now, on one end, I appreciate the effort that you really thought out your answer. But unfortunately, it sounds like you're reading it now, even though you're actually not reading it. It's rehearsed. But that's my whole thing on interviewing is not easy. And that goes out to Tina. Tina asked me about interviewing. So I threw that little tangent in there. But it does apply to having a guest. Also, when you have a guest, you want to make sure you're on the same page in regarding to what do they want to plug. Some people really want to plug their Twitter. Some people really want to plug their website, which in my opinion should be what they plug because they can go to their website and find Twitter there. But find out, especially if they have more than one website, you know, and that's a lot of times you just go, hey, where should people find you? Is an easy question. Just let them plug it. Now, here's another fun thing. If you are streaming video, you might want to clean your room and brush your hair. Brush your teeth while you're at it, I guess, right? Here's a big one. Check the battery life on your recorder. He said, looking down at his to see that I have about half of my battery life left in here. And really, if you're using a portable recorder, really look into buying the cable. I know the cable for the R-05 is about $35. And you're like, man, I can buy a lot of batteries for $35. Yeah, but you can't buy that interview again when you go, oh, man, the battery died. So if you can afford, if you're using a portable recorder, definitely get a cable for it. And if you're not, make sure, if you're out on the road, you know, put those new batteries in. Batteries are pretty cheap. So make sure you're good to go. And then the other thing is, you want to make sure you have enough disk space if you're using, again, on a portable recorder. Because nothing more awful, you're in the middle of this great interview, you're recording in a WAV format because you always want to record in WAV, but it turns out that the last 15 episodes that you recorded on your portable recorder, yeah, you never deleted them, even though they're already posted. They're taking up valuable space, and now you're talking with whoever, the most important person in the world, and guess what? You're out of disk space. That is a ugh moment. It's easy to fix, at least on the Editorial R-05. You just go into Finder, say delete it, find, delete, find, delete, find, delete. Meanwhile, your guest is going, how much longer am I going to be needed? So check the battery life on your recorder. Make sure you have enough disk space. And if you're in a situation, if you're going to be out on the road, bring an extra disk. It doesn't take but 2 seconds to go, hold on a second, open up the flap, pull the other one out, put the new one in, reboot, good to go. And then the last one I have here, and if you have any that you want to add to this, moments that you go, ugh, because I don't have anything. I talked about kids messing up knobs. I'm not sure what I would do if I had small children. That just got to be fun. But here's the other one. Make sure you press record. I have been a victim. I haven't done that in a while. I was talking with Jim from the Christian Encouragement Podcast a couple weeks ago. And he and I are buddies. And we just got to talking. And we started the interview. And I looked down in the middle of his first answer. And I went, oh, Jim, can you say that one again? Because I forgot to hit record. Now, especially with the R-05, the cool thing about it, you can hit pause and set your recording level, which is a beautiful thing. But you then need to unpause it, right? So those are some things you can avoid. Some things to, before you hit record, some things you can do to avoid going, ugh, later. Next up, last week we were talking about some of Dave's podcast pet peeves, things that people do that occasionally drive me crazy. And my buddy, my friend, and I hope I didn't offend him. I really, the last thing I would ever want to do is offend Daniel J. Lewis of the audacitytopodcast.com. And because one of my pet peeves is people that do lists and then they kind of repeat the list over and over and over. So Daniel left a comment out at the blog. You can see this if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/333. Today, again, is 334. Last week, 333. Funny how that works, by the way. And Daniel said this, great list, Dave. Now I know what I do in my podcast that annoys you, with a little winky sign there. But actually, this is my point of disagreement. And this is why I love this. Do you understand? I love this because I've always said your podcast is your podcast. You can do it however you want. You want to make a 2-minute podcast? You can do it. You want to make a 2-hour podcast? You can do it. You want to play music? You can do it. You want to have 12 co-hosts? You can do it. It's you. It's your podcast. How would you like to be in control? How would you love that? You're tired of people telling you what to do at work, and you're tired of this, and you're tired. And guess what? And in podcasting, you call the shots, baby. Absolutely. I love that. So here's the cool thing. Daniel disagrees with me, and I love that, right? So check this out. Actually, this is my point of disagreement, repeating an outline. It's true that listeners or viewers can simply rewind, but this is a bit inconvenient for them. And when I read that, I went, hey, you know what? Daniel's got a point, because earlier in that list, I said, if you have unlevel audio, anytime you grab you're making your audience force them to grab the whatever they're listening on, their phone, their iPad, their computer, and adjust the volume. Anytime you force them to have to take action to listen, you're creating a problem. And I thought about it, because my whole thing was Daniel, they can rewind. And this wasn't solely pointed at Daniel, by the way. He occasionally does that. But there are others that I've listened to that I'm like, oh, that just rewind the rewind of the rewind. But I thought about that. When he made that point, I'm really saying, look, they can just rewind. When earlier in my podcast, I said, whatever you do, don't make them have to go back and adjust the volume. But apparently it's okay to have them go back and hit the rewind button. So he has a good point there. He says, especially if the points they want to review are spread out through the episode, they would have to search to find point three and then, you know, back later to find point two, whatever. And rewinding isn't always accessible. That's especially true on Stitcher. You can kind of rewind, but it's not super duper easy. The quick review of the outline, he says, keeps it fresh in their minds and more memorable. However, this is only necessary when the outline is the core of that episode. For example, 5 ways to make an amazing podcast. Then it's helpful to repeat these 5 ways in no more than bullet point form, but content like you shared in this episode is more open and flexible, so it would be awkward if it was repeated. But nonetheless, I can certainly understand why you generally wouldn't like what I call the 12 days of Christmas. 11 Lords a-leaping, 7 the ladies, yeah. Style of presenting. And unfortunately with a cold, I can't do much. I can do them really good. Nobody likes a Charlie in the Box. Because I sound like Peter Brady. Anyway, I was teaching a class this week. And every time I was like, okay, if you click on the file menu, we can now open up your file in Excel. It was driving me crazy. So thank you, Daniel. And you can see that I'm like, hey, I'm not a big fan of repeating the list and things like that. I mean, I could have said, okay, number one, you know, get your audio levels right. Number two, make sure you shut all the windows and doors. Number three, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to say, and that's the beautiful thing of that. See, that's the beautiful thing. It's you, however you want to do your podcast. Because I'm saying, look, if you want to see this list, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/334. I don't expect you to memorize this. And if you really want it, it's right there, schoolofpodcasting.com/334. But wanted to thank everybody who left a comment out there. Billy Delaney, mark your calendar. Billy Delaney is sucking up so much podcasting information and a new member of the School of Podcasting. And man, that guy is going to be on fire in 2013. I'm just telling you, watch out for Billy Delaney. Okay. Also want to thank Doug from the Movie Madness podcast. He had said, great episode. I think this is the funniest episode you've done. And it was still full of helpful information. You managed to take a subject that could have easily seemed whiny or snooty and made it fun. By the way, I was surprised by your impression and voices. My impression and voices. What's he talking about? They really stood out and made me laugh out loud. And for the answer, I had somebody ask, how do you do a David Lee Roth scream? Now, I don't believe. Yeah, I'm not even going to try today. My voice is just shot. The key to the David Lee Roth scream, I'm actually sucking wind inside. Let me see if I can do one. We'll try. Okay. Hold on. Ow! Not really, but that's the key to the David Lee Roth scream. Next up, if you are new to the program, you may or may not know that I have a book available on Amazon. It's available on the Kindle. And if you go, oh, I don't own a Kindle, that means you can pretty much read it on anything. You can read it right there on your computer, either if it's a Mac or a PC. If you've got an iPhone, an iPad, a Kindle, obviously, you can read it on just about anything. Your Android phone. It's called More Podcast Money. You can find it at morepodcastmoney.com. And I wanted to make you aware there is a new kind of affiliate marketing tool. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/share-a-sale. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/share-a-sale. This is an affiliate network that I use, one of many. And I believe this also happens at Commission Junction, which you can find at cj.com. And what they've done is they've instigated call-in numbers. And let me explain what this is. Normal affiliate marketing is you create a link. Like if you go to logicalloss.com/Fitbit, that's logicalloss.com/Fitbit. you can get a Fitbit. It's this cool little pedometer on steroids. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/audible, you can become an Audible affiliate yourself and actually do affiliate marketing. If somebody buys and signs up for that free trial, you get $15. So again, that's schoolofpodcasting.com/audible. All right. So what that is that's a special link that I get. And in my book, I talk about how to set up those fun-filled links. And it's just using a plugin called Pretty Link. All right. It's nothing. It's not super magic mojo. But now they have these new programs where you can find a program. And the key to this is making sure that this fits your audience. And that's what I talk a lot about in my book, is how do you know if it fits your audience? And I give all sorts of examples. There's donations. There's all sorts of ways of making money. But in terms of affiliate marketing, it should be something that you're aware of. Meaning I talk about a Fitbit because I love my Fitbit. I like Call Recorder. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/call recorder, it's a great program if you're recording Skype on the Mac. Okay. Now, I don't have a Mac, but I know a lot of people that record Skype on the Mac and they all use Call Recorder. Now, what they've done is they've taken that kind of technology of referring people and they've opened it up to where you can have a phone number. Now, what this means is if somebody calls this phone number, you can get paid either per call or in some cases, you'll get paid per minute. Meaning, hey, if I know there was one I saw, it was a training company, like a physical fitness training company. And the longer the prospect that you sent them stayed on the phone, the more money you made. Now, let me give you, I'm just going to go down the list here. This is at shareasale.com. Again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/shareasale. And that is an affiliate link, by the way. I'm not trying to hide anything here, but like 247 Ink Toner, Starfire Cigs, if you're doing any kind of program, a lot of people are going to be trying to quit smoking. That's going to be their New Year's Eve resolution. And this is a company that does electronic cigarettes. Okay. And as I look at this, the sale commission is 40%. Now, one of the things I want to talk about this, I'm actually going to do this live. I'm going to go to their website and see how hard it is to buy a cigarette. Because one of the things you want to do is, number one, find a product that you can get behind. A lot of times I will order a product just to use it so I can talk about it. It's this little thing I like to call integrity. And if I don't use it, I'd say that up front. But if I'm on their website, and I can see here that they have starter kits, which is probably what my audience is going to be. And I can see that they are $59. And I add this to the cart and I say, great. And then I say, how hard is it to choose? And see, I know nothing about smoking. My mom died basically because of smoking. And if you have children, I highly urge you to do this. So I've put something in their cart and I want to check out. So I click on checkout. And the reason I'm doing this, yep, pretty easy, place your order. You want to make sure it's easy for people that you send. If this is a company and you go, hey, I know this company, I like this company, you want to also make sure it's easy to buy, because I found programs that I really believed in and I really thought that my audience would like it, except when I went to actually buy something from their website, it was so hard that I was like, I'm not going to refer anybody to this, because with affiliate marketing, you only make money if they buy something. Well, if the website is set up so horrible that it's hard to buy, well, if your audience can't buy, then you're not going to make any money. So let me just go. There's Global Eyeglasses. There's Handbags, Legacy Learning Systems, Manhattan Home Design, Resume Companion, ABC Tickets, Coupon Queen. I'm just reading. I'm just going now. Ticketfly, One Call, American Debt Enders, Baby Fans, House of Brides. That would be a great one around June when everybody's getting married. And let me give you a little example. I was thinking about this. A lot of us are getting ready to go to New Media Expo in Vegas here in January. And I thought, you know what? Silly me, I should find a company that I can believe in that I use to help me find good pricing on planes, on hotels, on rental cars, things like that. I went over to kayak.com because my buddy Daniel J. Lewis mentioned them, and I don't see an obvious affiliate program, but it's something that I'm probably going to be using here shortly. But if it's not them, is there another company that I can, again, believe in, talk about honestly, and will help solve the needs of my audience, then maybe I should be recommending them. Now, if you want to go to New Media Expo, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX. And that is an affiliate link for me, and I will earn a small commission, and thank you in advance. But I just wanted to let you be aware that when it comes to making money with a podcast, one, this is just one of the ways that you can benefit from podcasting is through affiliate marketing. And there is now a new kind of tool in the affiliate marketing handbag, and that is the tool of being basically pay-per-call programs. All right, next up, we talked a couple weeks ago about how there really is, depending on how you look at it, I guess, there really is no competition. There are 7 days a week, 24 hours in a day, and there's plenty of time to listen to podcasts. And so I do a podcast, not very often, unfortunately, called Feeding My Faith. It is basically my spiritual side that I actually tend to let my Jesus freak flag fly on that. There's actually a new episode coming out there about forgiving people. If you want to check that out, it's at feedingmyfaith.com. And I forget how I found Carrie Green. I might have just basically done a search in iTunes for other podcasts like mine. Found his here again, went over it, listened to it, liked it. We actually met on Skype and said, maybe we can do a little cross promotion. And this is one of the things Carrie did for me. Check this out.
You are listening to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements with David Jackson. And I'm Carrie Green from Christian Home and Family Podcast and ChristianHomeandFamily.com. I want to take just a minute to let you know a way that you can help David get the word out about the School of Podcasting. If you would go to iTunes and search for the School of Podcasting and leave a positive comment and a rating there for David, that will help him to get higher in the search rankings so that other people can learn how David can help them get their podcast off the ground. God bless you. Enjoy the morning announcements.
And in return, I'm talking about Carrie on my podcast. If you go over to Christian Home and Family, you can check out his podcast. If you want to go over to ChristianHomeandFamily.com/listen, he just went over 2,000 downloads. He's only got 13 episodes out, doing a great job. And so this is another case where if you find podcasts like yours, you can go, oh my gosh, they're invading my space. Or you can embrace them and say, hey, you know, maybe we can, you know, I'll put it this way. I'll give an example. I'm going to talk about yet again Daniel J. Lewis. We've been doing a lot of cross promotion, not on purpose, but we just do. And I know Daniel just bought a new camera, and I reached out to Ray Ortega, who's like Mr. Video Guy anyway. And I've been working on some video stuff. And these are people very much like me. We have the same passion, which is podcasting. And why not reach out to them? It's better to have too many friends than too many enemies, right? So it can be, in the past, we used to make promos and play each other's promos. I'm not sure why that kind of went away. I had podcast promoswap.com. Didn't really promote it much, but basically didn't really take off. If you want to check it out, it's still there. But it was a way to cross promote on each other's podcasts and just reach out to each other. There's nothing wrong with it. And you can actually kind of help share each other's audience, because in the end, it's going to be up to the audience whether or not they like you or not. So thank you very much to Carrie over at ChristianHomeandFamily.com. Last up, I want to give a big shout out to my buddy, Fred Castaneda, better known, I think we are all officially now just going to call him, instead of trying to pronounce because Fred has that cool Castaneda kind of rah. He has that rah thing going on. He's got it down, right? And us just lily white boys cannot pull that off, right? So we're just going to call him Sergeant Fred, because he's one of the bravest people I know, and fought in Vietnam. And when I said, hey, I was looking for a kind of podcast success stories. I said, if you can answer the question because of my podcast, you know, blank. Well, I think Fred thought I meant because of my podcast, meaning the School of Podcasting. So God bless Fred. He sent in a thing, and this is what we're going to talk about, having one in the can. I'm going to play you a little bit of this. He actually called in on the podcast voicemail line, podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And here's a little bit of Fred.
Hi, Dave. This is Fred Castaneda from thestrugglingentrepreneur.com. Fellow podcaster. Excuse me, Dave. I'm just recovering from the flu where I lost my voice. Yeah, and I did a couple of podcast episodes, believe it or not, on the Struggling Entrepreneur for that. But anyway, and I suffered through that. Something I would not recommend to podcasters to do because the quality was bad. Although it's the only time I get an interview with the recently posted episode about.
So you can hear Fred was definitely under the weather, a little bit, I think, worse than I am at this point. And Fred was basically saying, he actually mentioned this on, if you, again, here we go with another promotion, Daniel J. Lewis's episode on what podcasts are thankful for. Fred was in the chat room and said he was really thankful. Thank you, by the way, Fred, for the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I really appreciate the cross promotion there. And what I wanted to do is, number one, I do everything I can. I wash my hands. I try to get enough sleep. But for whatever reason, I caught a cold, and it's just kind of the normal thing to do here in Cleveland, Ohio. And so if you can record an episode ahead of time that is kind of evergreen content, number one, we got the holidays coming up. And you know, you've got the hustle, you've got the bustle, you got all that going on. You got the Santa thing, you got the cookies, you got the wrapping paper. You know, if you're a guy, you've got the 24th when you actually start your shopping. And we all get a little behind. It would be nice if you had one in the can to say, hey, you know, and then all you have to do is say, hey, on today's show, we're going to talk about blah, blah, blah. And off you go. And that's a great idea, is basically what Fred was passing along, is if you can have one in the can, because he actually did a couple with severe laryngitis. And I know right now I don't have severe laryngitis. I just have a stuffed up nose and a really sore throat. Definitely a good idea to have. So what I wanted to play, this is actually from an episode of The Power of Podcasting that Fred was featured on. And last week we talked about Jason, who got to meet some people in his genre. And Fred actually had the same type experience, where Fred is very much a historian of the Vietnam War, and deeply appreciate and deeply honors all that served with him and in that war. And so here is, he actually got to meet some people that wrote some great books that were then later made into movies. So here is Fred's story on Because of My Podcast.
Well, 3 years ago, I went to the dedication of the Vietnam Memorial Wall. I saw that the guest speaker for this dedication was going to be Joe Galloway. And of course, trying to meet him was going to be impossible. However, what I did do is I took along my podcast equipment, put on my podcaster's hat, and I wanted to interview him for the Combat Infantrymen's Association podcast at www.cibaustin.org. By doing so, I found out that you basically have the power of the press at your disposal, because you can go in there as part of the media and interview somebody whose time is limited and who basically doesn't have time for anybody else, not even to say hi, because of his busy schedule and how he's
by
being
saying
to
away.
Him and showing him my card that I have a podcast about the Combat Infantrymen's Association. I got a chance to interview him. I only took 10 minutes for the interview, but it was long-lasting, and he was very sincere about it, and we talked about what the CIB, that is the Combat Infantrymen's badge, meant to him. So I got a chance to meet Joe Galloway, talk to him in serious mode as someone who we started a relationship, and to this day is still very good.
There you go. Fred Castaneda from the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes as well. Thank you, Fred. And I hope you feel better, buddy. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Well, what did we learn today? Well, I know this by pulling up my notes again. Number one, we talked about some things that you can do before hitting record that are going to avoid you going, ugh, I forgot to put in the batteries. Ugh, I forgot to close the window and the dog outside barked. Ugh, right? We talked about those little things. And here's the thing against me. When I talked about the tie on the door outside, I guarantee you no less than 10 people went, oh, man, that's a great idea, because it worked for me. We talked about if you want to make money with your podcast,
You can check out in some instances, if you're using affiliate marketing, they now have pay-per-call programs, and make sure that that fits your audience, right? Make sure it fits your audience. Make sure it's something you can talk about honestly. And then we talked about having a podcast, for lack of a better phrase, in the can, ready to go, so that in the event that your voice goes down, like mine kind of has this week, you can actually throw one up. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank everybody. Here it is, December. Everybody that signed up for Black Friday. Man, do I deeply appreciate it. I got to tell you something. It's here. I realize it's the end of the podcast, but I'm just going to throw a little Dave in here for you. I had such a great day today. I'm so bummed that I'm kind of stuffed up because I helped somebody launch. I helped them make their first episode. And so they actually sent it over to me to do some of the editing and produce it. And they're going to do it later. But it was so cool when you send it to somebody and they go, man, this sounds so good. Or my favorite thing, I love this. When I walked, I helped somebody this week record their first podcast interview, and they went, wait a minute, that's it? That's all I got to do? And I'm like, that's it? Really? That's it. I love that answer because I took them from, I'll never be able to do that. And I led them all the way through to, are you kidding me? That's it? All this time I was afraid, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. That's it. You're done. Really? Yeah. Wow. And I'm having so much fun because as a teacher, that's my day job. I'm a teacher. I'm a corporate trainer. And here's another great thing. Completely non-podcasting. I helped somebody, and I'm going to be helping somebody this week learn math to pass their GED. And the cool thing about this is this woman, I'm not going to say her name, but here's somebody who hit bottom, right? We're talking, she's been in recovery and her life went the wrong way, and I'm helping her, and it's cool to basically say, no, you can do it. You can. And she didn't believe it. She passed a test this week in terms of some health certifications, in terms of she might actually be like a health professional. But I said, you know, to get the job, you got to get the GED. And to get the GED, you got to get the math. And she just looked at me and said, I hate math. I said, I can help you. And she's going to get there. And it's so cool as a teacher for me to see that light bulb come on. That's it for me, man. When I see that, or women, I'm like, yes, when the light bulb comes on, that's it. That's my payday. Yeah, it's nice to get paid. But man, when the light bulb comes on, I'm like, yeah. And they look at me and they go, are you kidding me? That was it? And I'm like, yep, that's it. You got it. So if you're confused by podcasting, if you are like an RSS what? A who? The USB what? ID 3 tag who? What? I'm telling you, I realize that's confusing. Let me help you. It's fun for me to explain to you. Yeah, this and I can't wait to hear you look at me on Skype and say, you're kidding me. That's it. I go, that's it. You're done. You're in iTunes, baby. Look at me. I'm in iTunes. Yep, you weren't about 3 weeks ago, but you are now. I can do that for you. Let me do that for you. It'd be great. It'd be a great Christmas present for me. You can come over, click on the Join Now button. Now, here's the fun thing. If you don't have a website, you got nothing. Dave, I got nothing. Put the phrase quick start in your email and email me dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Not only will you get a free month at the School of Podcasting, I will send you a link. You order your web hosting through me. I earn a commission through that, through, you guessed it, affiliate marketing. I'll go in and set up WordPress for you. I'll set up the plugins. It'll be awesome. And you'll be up and running. And then we'll walk you through recording that first podcast. It's awesome. You're like, Dave, I got a website. I just want to start a podcast. Here is the code. Write this down. LISTENER. Listener. Put that in as the promo code and you get 30% off. 30%. 30%. That's pretty cool. Because it was already a good deal before. But my way of saying thank you for listening to 46 minutes of me gab is to say, look, hey, take 30% off. You're this close to starting. Let's knock down any hurdles we need to get you in. And the great thing is, every month after that is only $4.99. That first month is a little more than that, but not much. Go on out, click on the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner, and we will get you up and going. Hope you are enjoying your holiday time. I know I am. Last night I was in Target. I heard Andy Williams on the radio, and I almost wanted to cry. Andy Williams always makes me miss my mom. But it's a great time. My stepdaughter is decorating her house, and her first house, which she just moved into this week. And life is good, and I hope your life is good. And I always say, live a life worth podcasting about. And if you're not, you can change that today. You can, I'm telling you. And if you need more friends, start a podcast. It's a great way to build a community. So thank you so much for tuning in. I know I'm kind of rambling all over the place here. Enjoy your holiday time, whatever it is. Happy Kwanzaa Masika to you. And I will see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed. God bless. And I will see you on the inside. God bless Frank. Frank. Really, Frank? I've only known this guy forever.